Night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Oh no, I've got buttons for that. I don't do that. Wait.
You're a pervert. We do think that's your name, don't we? No, I totally disagree with Chuck. Aren't your balls normally held back by your willy?
Don't be so silly, cat.
No, that's the wrong answer.
Why does life equal
fair? I've got a mouthful of sausage.
The rest of it's just a bit silly, if I'm completely honest. It's good up there. It's good. But the rest of it is a bit silly. It's like that.
I think they got told they had to do a longer song than they'd written, and so they padded it out.
It's like they finished the album and the guys went, great, okay, we just need one more song. What? We need one more song to fill up the CD. We haven't got any more songs. Well, then unfortunately, we can't release it, Jonah's Policewoman. Quick, let's just get that. Get the cleaner in to do some.
Yeah, it's like the musical equivalent of finger spacing.
Finger spacing, or 3-4-4.
Am I delayed again, or what? What's going on?
I don't think you're delayed, are you? No, you're not.
Be a bit of a disconnect. Okay.
I don't think there's a disconnect, is there? Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay, good.
I forgot you can see me on YouTube.
Idiot.
Yeah, I did a shushing gesture to the viewers on YouTube so that I'm not an idiot.
Yeah.
I did to the viewer. Yeah, and to you as well. You're right. And it's great. It's Tuesday. It's Hairy Tuesday. We're celebrating hair, not the musical, the concept. A busy day today. We're doing a live show. We're coming to your houses. What? But what about social distancing? Not physically. We're going to be doing it electronically on Zoom. Ticket £6.50. I'm just doing some maths there because I can't quite work out. We're not making anywhere near as much money as we should be making, Catherine. There's a little bit more than 10% magic going on. But that's the way of the world. That's the way of the world. The businessman comes in and crushes the artists, but we're not making as much as I would have hoped. But don't matter, because we're not doing it for the money. Well, we kind of are, because it's our jobs. But we are doing on Sunday, May the 17th at 6 p.m. Catherine and I will be doing a rabbit hole show that will be at least 1 hour long. At least, if it's going well, we go on for an hour and five. And it'll be the usual nonsense. It will be phone-ins. It will be boy, Catherine, I cannot wait to play Guess Who on Zoom.
Oh, yeah. God, it'd be so good.
Isn't it going to be great? I've been thinking about that a lot. It's £6.50, you suckers. And here's the beauty. It's £6.50 per household. You could cram your house with a humble, as long as they're
that
in your bubble.
Live there and who are allowed to be there. Yes, exactly.
Correct. You could cram your house. Everybody in your house could watch it. It's going to be on at 6 o'clock. I would say it's going to be family-friendly-ish. It's going to be family-friendly-ish. So just, you know, I would say 13 and upwards. Younger kids can come. We will certainly mind our language, but the scumbags, the detritus, the human-formed fecal matter that call in, we have no control over. Absolutely. So, listen, you know it, I know it, Kath knows it. The whole hour is basically me pottering around with wires going, hang on, I think I've got it. Is that it? Can you hear me? I don't think they can hear me.
Do you remember the first time you kind of Skyped someone? So let's say an elderly parent. Well, Ian will be that man. The elderly parent.
It is happening. I don't know why we're paying money to this thing called Stripe. It seems to be taking rather a lot. Anyway, that's by the by. So if you go to ianlee.com/event, we've sold 57 tickets already, which is ridiculous and remarkable. ianlee.com/event. You can get the ticket link there and we will have a right old laugh. And I'm guessing lockdown will have been reduced to such a stage that Catherine can come and sit here. We should get actually a Perspex screen in between us to make that kind of make that safe.
Or we could get two Zorbs.
I don't know what a Zorb is. Is it like, what is
it? You know those big plastic bubbles that you put children in expensively at fairs?
Yes. Yes. Well, we wouldn't need two.
Oh.
We'd need one. We'd need one.
Yeah.
We'd need one Zorb. I think I could absorb that price. How much does a Zorb cost? Hang on. This song's going on. Hang on. Let me just Google. How much does a Zorb cost? Zorb balls
so
for sale
you
on eBay.
You're
tiny, aren't you? Ah. So a full-sized one, you're looking at 160 quid. That is way out of my price range, Catherine. But those small ones, the idiots.
I can sit down.
The idiot ones that men on stags do football in, where it only covers, you know, the football pitch that used to be opposite Old Talk Radio, and sometimes they would have these Zorb balls, but their legs were still free. That's only £60. That's only £60. That
can you
I think
get
could
coronavirus
work.
Coronavirus off someone's legs.
I think that could work. 0344-499-1000. It's going to be one hell of a show tonight, guys. One hell of a show. Let's go to Jerry. Good evening, Jerry. Star Trek Day! That's why I'm playing the Star Trek noises. It's Star Trek Day.
It's Star Trek. Star Trek Day. Jim, what was on the screen?
What?
I
don't think you've got Parkinson's. I think you're playing the long con, young man. I'm pulling you up, Jerry. I don't think there's anything wrong with you apart from a very sick and a very twisted sense of humour. And you have been phoning me for years and years and years and years and years with this, pretending you have this degenerative disease. I don't believe it for a second.
I'm sorry.
Caught you, haven't I?
You caught me out.
And his voice suddenly is fine. You absolute scumbag. I would like to apologise to everybody who actually does have the disease of Parkinson's. This guy does not represent the late night alternative. He certainly is not what we strive for. Well, I'm glad we've got that out of the way. What can we do for you?
I've got you on the telly. On YouTube.
Got me on the telly.
Chris Stockton's YouTube, you're there, number one.
Are you saying you're watching me on YouTube?
YouTube, yeah. Hello,
So you phoned up. You're like these idiots that phone up, right, and go, can you say hello to my wife? It's a lover. Say hello to my wife. Where is your wife? She's upstairs. Well, why don't you go upstairs and say hello to her yourself?
I'm not married.
No, not you. What is wrong with you, man?
I don't know. Parkinson's.
You haven't got Parkinson's. We've just established that you're a fakist.
I've got myself off.
Not yet, but I'm about to do it to you. 0344-499-1000 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, you'd be very, very welcome. This is the Late Night Alternative, weeknights from 10 with Ian and Kath on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
ianlee.com/event if you want tickets for the future of entertainment. If this works, I'm never leaving the house ever again because I don't like it, Catherine. I don't like leaving the house.
Yeah, it's weird now, isn't it? Very weird.
Oh, no, I never liked... No, not because of this. I never liked leaving
the house. Oh, okay, yeah, right, fine.
I never liked leaving the house. This is the new... this is the new, guys. The new. This is the new. 03444991000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. I'm going to be honest with you, Katarina Boilski. I have very, very little to contribute to the show this evening. Very little. To right. contribute to mm-hmm. the show. Although someone is telling me that if you go to the YouTube channel, oh, this is great, it automatically generates subtitles for the show.
Oh,
but the technology, really? Yeah, the technology isn't very good. So I can see what I supposedly said, and it doesn't make sense. And I was going to suggest that I read it, but... if I read it, shall I read it? And then we might get caught into a time loop. So I'm going to read the subtitles, bearing in mind there's a delay of a minute or so. Mm-hmm. I'm reading the subtitles now. What I supposedly said, and it doesn't make sense. And I thought I was going to suggest that I read it, but if I read it shut, why should I read it? And then we might get caught into a time loop. So... I'm going to read the subtitles, bearing in mind there's a delay of a minute or so. Reading the subtitles now, what I supposedly said, and it doesn't make sense, and I thought I was going to suggest that I read it, but if I read it shut, why should I read it? And then we might get caught into a time loop. So I'm going to read the subtitles, bearing in mind there's a delay of a minute or so. Reading the subtitles now. What I supposedly said, and it doesn't make sense, and I thought I was going to suggest that I read it. If I read it shot, why should I read it? And then we might get caught into a time loop. So I'm going to read the subtitles, bearing in mind there's a delay of a minute or so. Reading the subtitles now. What I supposedly said, and it doesn't make sense. And I thought I was going to suggest that I read it. If I read it shot, why should I read it? And then we might get caught into a time loop. So I'm going to read the subtitles, bearing in mind there's a delay of a minute or so. Reading the subtitles now. What I supposedly said, and it doesn't make sense. And I thought I was going to suggest.
So reading the subtitles now, what I supposedly said, and it doesn't make sense.
I read it shot, why should I read it?
Into a time loop. And I thought I was going to suggest that I read it. If
bearing in mind there's a delay.
I read it shot, why should I read it? And then we might get caught into a time loop. So I'm going to read the subtitles. Bearing in mind there's a delay of a minute or so.
Subtitles now. What I supposedly said, and it doesn't make sense, and I thought I was going to suggest that it's reading the subtitles now, what I supposed I read
subtitles.
It.
Subtitles. Now, what I said was make sense, and I thought I was going to suggest that reading the subtitles now, what I supposed I read it shot, why should I read it in timeless? I'm going to read the subtitles, suggest I read it in your mind as a delay of a mind reading shot, why should I read it? And then we might get caught into a time loop. So I'm going to read the subtitles, bearing in mind there's a delay titles now.
Now, what I supposedly said,
and it doesn't make sense, I thought I was going to suggest that it's reading the subtitles now. What I supposed I read it sometime, Crazy Sean, now I should time this. I'm going to read the subtitles for you. Never mind.
I thought I was going to read the subtitles, bearing in mind as it lay titles when I was supposed to read it sometime crazy. Why should this? I'm going to read the subtitles. Suggest that it's real.
I thought
mind.
I was going
Never
to read the subtitles. Bearing in mind as it lay titles, what I suppose sure. was to read it sometime crazy that it should be.
You,
now
you.
I'm going
My
to
Never
read
mind
the
mind.
Subtitles. Suggest that it real mind. Never mind what I supposed. I read it sometime crazy. Sure. Now I should
I
time this
going
as
to
I'm
read.
Going to read the subtitles for you. You may
the
never
subtitles,
mind.
Subtitles. Bearing in mind as it lay titles, what I supposed to read it sometime crazy. Why should this? I'm going to read the
I
subtitles.
I thought I was going to read the subtitles, bearing in mind as it lay titles what I'm supposed to read
it
sometime crazy.
Sure, now I should time this.
Why should this? I'm going to read the
subtitles,
suggest that it's real mind. Never mind what I
supposed
to read it sometime crazy. Sure, now I should time to read the subtitles for you.
Bear in
mind,
is it late titles?
Suggested never mind what I supposed I read it sometime crazy. Sure, to read the subtitles for you.
I'm going to read the subtitles.
Subtitles by bear in mind, is it late titles?
Never mind what I suppose life to read it sometimes. Crazy Sean, now I should time this.
I'm supposed
this,
to read it. I'm crazy.
For
I read
now
the
mind,
subtitles.
Never mind, real. Never mind what I
was
supposed
dressed. Never
it
mind what I suppose life to read it
sometime.
Crazy Sean, now I should time to read the subtitles for you. Now mind, never mind, never mind, never mind, real. Never mind what I suppose I read it sometime. Crazy, sure to read the subtitles for you. No, I should time to read subtitles. Titles.
So they kind of catches up with itself and loops out a bit. It's a bit weird. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, you'd be very, very welcome. Let's wait for a call. Let's just wait. Let's just wait for a call.
Shh.
Shh, everybody. Shh, 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 shh. Everybody. Shush. Shush. Who was Sean, by the way?
I have no idea. Why would you get something about Sean?
Okay.
Crazy
okay.
Sean.
Okay. You'd by the way, congratulations on Britain on having the highest coronavirus death rate in the world. Great news, guys. Proud to be British. Anyway, let's wait for a call. There's a call. I'm going to take it, Amy. You haven't got to do anything. We are just going to... Oh, hang on. Let me just look. I've got a list of numbers. Hang on a minute. I've got a list of numbers. Hang on. Let me just get the list. It's clean. You're live on Talk Radio.
All right, fine. So just want to know, I don't know if it's been brought up, about the Lingus flight today.
The what? Sorry, the cunny what?
An Aer Lingus flight today.
Aer Lingus. What happened to Aer Lingus today?
Well, Aer Lingus came in from Dublin to London, 95% full, and no checks.
Okay. Well, there's. I mean, I don't know how many flights there are at the moment, but that's been an ongoing criticism for ages, hasn't it? That flights are coming in from all over the world. I don't know if that's still happening. I would imagine it is.
Okay. I was just wondering, you know, because we're on lockdown. Me and my nurse are on lockdown, and these people are coming in, and no checks.
Yeah, it sucks. It sucks. It's lousy. It's a terrible, terrible thing. I agree with you.
The what? Sorry.
Right. Did you want me to? I don't know. Do you want me to get angry? It's like that reading the subtitles again.
She's coming on the radio.
All yes, right. I know we're on the radio. Yes.
That's why he asks you to
Thank
turn
you.
It off normally.
Hi.
Oh, he's listening to himself on the... Oh.
Hello?
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 Hi. Hi, yeah. I'm Keith's wife. We're just looking at Aer Lingus today, which was 95% of flights coming into London.
Right.
And we just wondered, did he go into quarantine?
Could you turn the... I don't know who Frankie is, but could you ask him to turn the radio off?
Yeah.
Do the people coming off the flight go into quarantine? Do they?
What? Well, you know the answer to that.
Well, we don't.
Well, you do. Well, the gentleman I just spoke to knew the answer to that.
Well, I don't know the answer to that. I'm just asking.
What do you think the answer to that is? Stop chewing that, please, George.
I don't know. Aer Lingus to come into London today.
Yes, 95% full. Yes, no. Yes. This is the third time I've heard this story. Yes.
Yeah, but the likes of all the other flights are not coming into Britain. Why would they let Aer Lingus come in?
Well, I think there are other flights coming. I don't think that's the only flight that came in. And where was it coming from?
It was coming from Belfast to London.
Okay, so it's part of the United Kingdom anyway. But I don't think that's the only flight that was coming in, that one Aer Lingus flight. I suspect there are others.
But there was 95% on the flight.
Yes,
there
I know. Yes.
There was no quarantine. No
oh, so you know... Ah, so you do know there was no quarantine.
Well, they were all sitting together, three-seater.
Well, you. But when I asked you if there, when I asked you if there was any quarantine, you said you didn't know, but now you do know.
Yeah, because you both of it's gone.
So you learnt that in the last 2 minutes. The reason I'm asking is, you.
I don't
learn it in
the last 2 minutes. It's yes. Morning.
Yes, the reason I'm asking, it's a lousy thing, right? It's a lousy thing. I don't know what you'd expect. What you want me to do.
I just think it's wrong.
Yes, it is wrong. Yes, it is wrong.
They're not getting quarantined. They're not.
Are you 95% full of booze?
No.
Okay. I don't know what you want me to do. I don't know why you've singled this one flight out, and also what you want me to do. I agree, it's lousy. Yeah, but it's been going on for quite a while.
That's not why you said that to me either. Good night.
Sorry, I beg your pardon? Hello? You got me in trouble, Kath. You told me to say that. 03444.
It's asking a question which I thought was fair.
It's a strange old thing. Why they pick? That's not the
only
flight.
But her reaction was completely sober. That's the important thing.
I got to say, big up to my mods in the chat this week. They've been doing a great job. A great job. I'm looking at promoting one more person during this trying week, but I think we may be clear. But they've done a great job. They've done a great job of kicking out some of the biggest scumbags in history. Let's go to Jack. Good evening, Jack.
Good evening. Good evening.
I said that first. I said that first. You replied. We're done with that.
Yes.
Part two of the conversation.
The echo. What was that whole sort of? Was it a promo? What was the echo? It was very.
I don't know. I didn't hear any echo. If there's echo on the line, it may be because Catherine and I are working from home, and there could be a slight delay on the relays. I think the relays might be kicked out of kilter a wee bit. So that maybe it may have been that. I apologise if it ruined your listening experience in any way.
No, it was just a little bit exotic.
Oh. Do you mean exotic as in the sense of a coconut or exotic as in the sense of a reefer?
Well, just more of a parallel universe experience.
Jack. Are your chakras aligned at the moment?
Absolutely not.
Okay, well, I'm sorry to hear that. Why? What's wrong?
Nothing's wrong at all. Do you wear face masks?
What, for going out?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't got any, but my good friend Catherine Boyle, that's her over there.
Hello.
Has made me some, and I'm hoping she's going to send them to me soon, because I will wear them when I get them, yes. I'll wear them. I had to go, for example, to the chemist and the bank yesterday, so I would wear it for something like that, yes.
Good, 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 good. Very good.
Good, 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 good. Do you wear them?
Occasionally.
For the bedroom?
No, the living room.
Okay.
Or the drawing room.
Oh, the drawing room, sir. I didn't know we had a Lord of the Manor joining us this evening, sir.
No, the Lord of the Manor. My staff will keep things in check.
Thank you, sir. And if they don't keep things in check, they're going to give your bottom a swift spanking with the carpet beater.
Excuse me.
Excuse you,
I've
sir.
I've furloughed most of my staff.
Apart from the carpet beater.
We don't have carpets.
No. Far too common.
No. No.
Yes. Yes.
Well, actually, no.
I think you'll find yes.
Can you put your echo back on? Because I found that slightly disturbing, yet exotic.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, my goodness. It's back.
03444991000. This is Talk Radio.
Late Night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Let's go to Naomi. Oh, now, Naomi, the last time we spoke, you were going to get, weren't you going to get like a life-size image of Arnold Schwarzenegger tattooed on your back?
Pardon?
You were going to get something tattooed on your back, weren't you?
I would never have a tattoo in my entire life.
It's a different Naomi.
Different Naomi.
Catherine, I
forgot. Retract.
That more than one person can have the same name. I mean, forgetti. Naomi, I apologise for
shocked.
Confusing you with scum.
It's okay. It's okay. This is my first time. I'm really nervous.
How long have you been listening for?
Well, how long have you been on air for?
What, tonight? Oh, 50 tonight. Minutes.
So 50 minutes, right.
Oh, you don't get the bell. You don't get the bell then. Okay, you don't get the bell.
No. I sort of stumbled across you tonight. I was flicking through Radio Player, as you do. Mm. Came across your show.
Yes.
Loved it. I don't quite understand it yet. I heard that weird... Some other caller mentioned about the echoey thing earlier. I got that too.
We had a couple of tweets about that. I have no idea what that was. We had... I think there may have been a problem with the transmitter because we've had a couple... Were you listening on DAB or are you listening online?
Online.
Ah, okay, because I think the people that were listening on DAB didn't have a problem, and maybe the people... I think the signal must have split and must have just been bouncing around.
It's okay.
Apologies, apologies, apologies.
Please don't apologise. I had a little flashback to a previous life, and I had to get... I got a little glass of port to sort of steady my nerves.
That LSD,
but,
huh?
You know, don't do it.
That's
a
drug. That LSD's a drug, isn't it?
Don't do it. It is a drug. It very much is a drug.
Isn't it?
You can't recommend it. But...
Wow. Yes.
What's good... Near the lockdown, no one likes it, right? Well, actually, I do.
Well, there you go. I quite enjoy... The lockdown doesn't depress me.
No, me neither. But what does depress me is that it might be over in 3 weeks.
Well, you've just completely contradicted your initial statement.
I know, because I thought about it. I thought, I can't really have port at 4 p.m. if I'm working. It's not acceptable in an office, is it? Or is that the new normal, as they say?
I've got a feeling, and Catherine, maybe you'll back me up on this, I've got a feeling that everything has changed, that the reset button has been pressed. There are no rules anymore. So, Catherine, if someone like Naomi goes into work and just cracks open the port at 3:30, 4:00, people will just accept it, won't they, Kath?
I think so. I think so. I think the it's 5 o'clock somewhere rule will apply for a good 2 years, maybe, just as
right.
we ease back into the new normal.
And maybe if someone tells you, what are you doing? You just go, new normal. And that's just the answer for everything, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, God. New say normal. New normal again like that.
New normal.
I don't know why that makes me laugh.
I don't know what that
means. Amy, if you can clip that and email it over, please. If you can clip Naomi, saying...
Lorna?
New
excuse me? I was another Naomi, and now I'm a different Lorna.
I'm cheating.
New normal?
I hope it never ends, and we get to hang out like this forever.
Oh, with me, Lorna?
With Lorna, Naomi, Dean, the other Naomi with the tattoos, the common Naomi.
Who's this Naomi with tattoos? And should I get one?
She's
maybe.
Common.
I don't know.
She's
you should.
She is common as muck.
She's filth. Don't get one, Naomi. You're better than her.
Thank you. I don't have any tattoos. Should I get one? What should it be of?
Kath, any suggestions?
Why don't you write Lorna on your arm?
Quite a lot of letters, though, isn't it?
Well, it's five. We don't want you to write the phrase Lorna on your arm. Just the name Lorna. it's five.
I don't think I would fit on one arm.
How short are you? A T-Rex or something?
Yes. Have you got a little camera in my flat. Yes, I am.
I have actually, yes, and that's a problem I'm dealing with. Naomi, it's so lovely to talk to you. I'm so glad you stumbled. The rest of the station ain't like this, let me tell you. But Mondays to Fridays, we're off next Monday and Tuesday, actually. But me and Kath, from 10 o'clock till 1 o'clock, we just dick around and have a laugh.
Well, that's lovely, because I was going to say, because I've come across your show tonight, and what I've heard so far in the probably 17 minutes now, I really love. And if you could just explain the show to me in 2 minutes, that would be great. I'll be an ambassador for life.
Hang on a minute. Stay there. I'll tell you what we can do. I know what we can do. Here we go. Here we go. Let's get one of our favourite callers.
Don't play that echo again.
No. One of our favourite callers is going to describe the show to you. Mo, could you describe the show to Naomi, please?
It's just like a random show. You can talk about whatever you like.
Oh, that's perfect. That's perfect.
But could you do it with a bit of enthusiasm, please, Mo? Because that was awful.
It's just a random show that you can...
Enthusiasm! Enthusiasm! Do you know what that means, thicko?
It was just a little bit louder.
Do it, Mo. Do it now.
Come on, Mo.
It's a random, exciting show that you can...
Doesn't sound exciting.
...whatever topic you please.
Doesn't sound exciting like that, does it, Naomi?
No, it doesn't. Well, what's Mo trying to say? Give me his line. I'll do it better.
It's a random and exciting show.
Mo doesn't normally get on.
No,
Mo wasn't prepared to speak to us because he's been banned for years.
I can see why.
Well, Naomi, it's so nice to talk to you. Oh, hang on. Whoa. Let me take line seven. Let me hang on a minute. Naomi, this is going to be awful. Say hello to the other Naomi.
Hello.
Are you Tattoo Naomi?
I am Tattoo Naomi. I am so posh.
Oh.
I don't know why Ian and Kath are laughing.
I love it. What tattoos do you have, Naomi?
Well, I've got a few. I've got a bow on the wrist. I have...
A bird on the wrist?
A bow.
She's got one on the wrist.
A bowl? A bowl on the wrist.
Have you got the name Lorna on your arm, or indeed the sentence, Lorna on your arm, on your arm?
No.
Why? Well,
there's an idea for you.
I think Mother Naomi should do. Pardon?
Well, I think we have a favourite, Naomi, but we're not prepared to say who it is because we don't want to upset the common Naomi with the tattoos.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I knew that was the answer. I'm going to pour a glass of port now in celebration.
Posh Naomi, go and have your drink. Thank you. Naomi, it's so lovely to talk to you. Thank you. How are you doing?
I am the favourite thing. I am good.
Did you get that tattoo done on your back? Was it good? What were you going to get, like wings or something?
Butterfly wings from the back, top of my shoulders right down to my waist.
Jesus. I mean, it's just...
Beautiful.
A really trashy, beautiful thing to do. You're absolutely correct. I've been looking at my body a lot recently, and I haven't got a tattoo body. Do you know what I mean, Kath? You've got to have like a perfect body to carry tattoos off.
Right, tell that to generations of old sailors. I mean, they managed a tattoo. There used to be a fella called Bill, who was the night watchman on our estate, and he had a dancing hula girl on his sort of elbow. You know, like he had the girls. Well, the wrist, the elbow joint was like her waist, and so he could make her wiggle. That's a tattoo body.
Oh, that's incredible.
I think you can get your... Yeah, lips pierced still.
My lips pierced? What?
Nipples.
Oh, my nips. I've been studying my nips a lot. I've been really looking at my body recently. I've been got guaning myself. Careful. And I've been got guaning myself. And I think that I probably have got tiny nipples.
Get them done.
That are probably... too tiny to be pierced. So I'm probably not going to do it.
Why don't you go full Joe Exotic and stick a padlock on your dungle?
That's Carol Baskin.
Goddamn Carol Baskin.
I tell you, does a great impression of her. Is Babcock does a great impression of him. Sorry, of him does a great impression, but he uses the B word. Here we go. This is what I've been trying to find. Here we go. Here we go. This has got me in the mood for this. Here we go. Here we go. Hang on a second. Hang on a second, caller. Oh, this bloody thing. Here we go.
Oh, Bill. She lives on just
coconuts and fish. Coconuts.
Coconuts.
Coconut. Lives on. She lives on just coconuts.
That's from the same dictionary as cockroaches. She lives on just
coconuts and fish from the sea. Coconuts and fish from the sea. Wow, what a diet. That is going to give you the squits. That is going to... Oh, God, look at the time. Naomi, we have to go. I didn't realise it was 11 o'clock. Nice to talk to you, Naomi. 03444991000. I didn't realise the time. We didn't get to Dean. We've got Robin. We've got Andrew. My God, this is Talk Radio. Talk Radio.